So I'm just going to read all things that are from my the book that's coming out later this late this year, Tilt. Some of these things I've never read before, and some of them I don't know whether they're finished. But anyway. Love Storm. To request the presence or attendance of, to wish, long for, be, have, do, co-align, meaning stand in a row, of things to require, need, demand, a vehement pang either of body or mind, zealous pursuit of paltry trash, a fit outburst or state marked by strong excitement, amorous impulses, lewd behaviour, passive and active senses, the affections of tropes, intimate apparel, limping made unconditional. Thy darling sin, which to enjoy thou couldst resist all others, at least thou thinkest so. Frigidity, the proper passion of water, sometime accidentally hot. My mother told me the story of the famous historian who asked her, would you rather masturbate or fuck? He visited us at home. I told him about my futuristic novella written in Yorkshire dialect. He typed it out for me. Please don't tell me. And also, I already know the answer. Or I think so. What are you asking? Put it in a play. A Greek chorus shouting it out again and again. The first lesson of this kind, 1971, Sunken Lounge. My sister, my three brothers, my father. She said, are you having sexual intercourse? She wanted to know what was going on in the little sports equipment shed at South Perth Primary School. Kissing, I said, just kissing. I was 11. I felt delayed, humiliated, intensely lagging. I must speed up, at least get my period. In the dark sports shed, the idea was to kiss whoever was next, only boys, and then swap around to practice different styles of kissing. It was by far the most interesting thing that had ever happened at school. Later, I practiced with my best friend, demonstrating on each other the way different boys kissed, ingenious and at the same time so transparent. Soon we would move to the storied eastern states, and the 30-year-old creatives would start lining up for a fuck or whatever they could get. Exemplarity is unavoidable for good or ill, good and ill. The girl I sat next to in maths at high school sends a postcard 40 years later. I was surprised to hear that your poems had lesbian themes. You used to be hetero. Did I? Is that why you invited me to the double feature of The Story of O and Emmanuel? After that, she had joined Opus Dei and become a large animal vet. She asked me for a poem about the seasons. I refused on principle. But also, I didn't have one and couldn't imagine what form it would take. I never answered Celia's postcard. I never will. But this is the poem, complete with lesbian themes, beginning with a line from Tennyson's enormous glass closet in memoriam. I walk as e'er I walked forlorn, the brittle forest floor, birch maple light fog days unseasonably warm, massed birds at sunset wheeling in unison, at night the missing channels streaked with snow, queer cloud constellations and mixed precipitation, Recreational and agricultural interests should remain alert. Call newcomer for cut price cremation. Our transatlantic signal comes and goes, 6 hours out of sync. Your face in close up fills the screen. At 10 a.m. at Bloomington, it was fair. I don't know where these poems are beginning and ending, sorry. Overheard on the street as I surface in downtown Berkeley, like I'm writing to the occasion. Hip replacement, experimental, malpractice. I didn't get to drink the mocha you made me yesterday. I was too busy. I order a cheese lover's burger. I'm a cheese lover, not a burger lover. You never know what will get the biggest laugh. College boys to my right complaining about the unfairness of prerequisites. Their anxieties about their letter writers. What the letters they are not allowed to see say about them. How exceptional they are, and how unexceptional the praise is by definition. This paranoia of minor differences, so unbearable and yet indispensable. I'd rather experiment than innovate. Speakers benefit to have it all and critique it all. Not anti-auteurist as such, more actressy. A highwayman garbed in cape and boots. That one's stopping there for now. Okay. Harm's Way. Seaworthy for the purpose, a relative term, fit to encounter ordinary perils, having regard to the probable. Where the ship is sent to sea unseaworthy, with the privity of the insurer is not liable. Including comfort criteria such as noise, vibration, seasickness, and other observable phenomena, such as bow immersion, magnitudes and accelerations, heave, roll, and pitch. A standing person will look for support to maintain balance in occurrences per hour. Properly and carefully load, handle, stow, carry, keep, care for, discharge, and deliver the cargo. All pages beginning with detention, detonation, disambiguation, detention, imprisonment of someone guilty or suspected, detention basin, an artificial flow control structure used to contain flood water, a grid of squares and blanks filled up with letters, a simple distinction between lawful and unlawful non-citizens, deal with and end a problem, find the answer to something, loosen, solve, dissolve, withdraw, resign, secede, intransitive, leave one's companions, repudiate, reject, renounce, desert, keep someone from proceeding, incarcerate, impound, intern, restrain, retard, keep back, seize and hold goods. And this one is a very Sydney one, and it's the title poem of the new book, Tilt. For the non-Australians, a couple of things might be a little obscure, but that's okay. I'll just say this, I'll tell one thing. IGA is a supermarket. Fonzie's fantasy land at 31 Oxford Street, now a disappointing IGA. Opened in 1979 next door to Patches, a few months after the ghost train fire at Luna Park killed 7. It was Alan Saffron's brainchild, Mr. Sin's legitimate heir, later disinherited. He dreamed of a chain of leisure centres to clean up the family name. I was an original Fonzie's girl, the only natural blonde. Alan wanted blondes. There was, in fact, a Brazilian girl. She tried to go blonde, did not work. Blue poly satin shorts, nude stockings, prior experience none. except plain firepower at Reggio's. The kitchen hands from East Sydney Tech wore kinky white nurses' uniforms and Dolly Parton wigs. They approached their work like an installation, dispensing psychedelic ice cream sundaes with quarter tabs of acid gratis. They were cool, like something out of Richard Prince. I looked up to them and heeded their advice. In the glassed-in office cone of silence, the hard men got together. Abe stopped by for a sandwich, keep it simple. When the red phone rang, it was Susie, Alan's wife, checking in from Hawaii. In the early hours of the morning, punters lay on their backs, tripping in the rainbow neon tunnel. A silver stream flowed through my hands. Donna Summer bled into the street. Hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. If I accidentally locked the till, one of the street kids who hung around jumped the counter in a flash with his wad of keys. When Brooke Shields came to town for the premiere of Tilt in between Pretty Baby and Blue Lagoon, we rolled out our own red carpet and formed a guard of honour. She was sweet, tired, 5 years younger than me. The movie flopped and she ended up in St. Vincent's with bronchitis. Space Invaders landed and the mood was introverted. The art students were the first to go, taking their joie and their LSD. I got told off for reading on the job and stayed too long on my break upstairs at Patches, watching the drag queens and drinking Bacardi. I wore the wrong stockings and didn't care. The dark bit at the top showed below my shorts. The junior manager I'd reported for sexual harassment lectured me on pride in appearance. The handwriting was on the wall and I was ready to go. The handwriting is what, we don't say that in Australia, they say that on American soap operas. Just to show there were no hard feelings, the boss handed me a scrap of paper. If you're ever in any trouble, call this number. I thought of Juanita Nielsen, last seen entering the Carousel Club in July 1975. 2 years later, it was Fonzie's turn to burn. Les Murphy was the chief suspect, youngest of the three Murphy brothers, jailed for life in 87 for the rape and murder of Anita Cobby. According to the NCA report, Les was working at Fonzie's at the time, but no charges were laid. I remember going to a weird party in an almost empty apartment in Victoria Street, said to be owned by a dealer. Heatwave, starring Judy Davis as Kate Dean, a Nielsen-style activist heroine, was playing at the Academy Twin, 3A Oxford Street, opened in 1974 with Polanski's Macbeth, closed for good in June 2010. By then, Alan was long gone. See Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares for the LA sequel. The green bands were history, and I was on my way to another life. I've just finished up writing all around. This is time, and it's probably wicked of me, but I mean, you know, I don't think I can put this in the book. I don't know. It's an erasure of Garbo's letters in the sealed collection in the library in the Rosenbach Library in Philadelphia. I mean, I could ask permission, but I don't think I'd get it. And it's quite slight, but these are Garbo's words, and she was not full of words, as I know from reading the archives. So it's called From the Chateau. Dear boy, I am so afraid of everything, of anything. If you see in the paper I am engaged again, pay no attention. I am not going to promise you to stay or to go anywhere. If ever you make up your mind to anything, it will have to be on your own.